Well, it's my pleasure now on Mugs in the Morning to welcome in a couple of gals from Mid Plains Community College. We have business administration student Gracie Hawk with us. And thanks for coming in, Gracie.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll explain why we invited you in here in a moment to our listeners. And we also have one of your instructors with us, Angie Chittick. You are in the business department and teach business classes. Is that a pretty much all day thing
for you? Yep, that is correct.
All right. Welcome in. And the reason I invited you down here to tape this was of a tremendous accomplishment by Gracie here and a release that came out a couple of weeks ago. And it says right here, I'll just read the headline here. Gracie Hawk, an MPCC general business freshman, scored 100% in the Microsoft Word Associate Certification Exam required for Angela Chittick's Business Computer Systems class. So congratulations, Gracie.
Thank you.
You're the first one that's ever got a perfect score on this. So before we come back to you, I want to talk to Angie a little bit. So you were telling me, giving me some background info before we started taping this. So this has been, you've been administering this exam for a little over 10 years now?
Yeah, since 2014.
Okay. And you've had some come close, score in the 900s, but never a perfect 1,000 like Gracie just scored.
Correct. Right? They have to score a 700 to pass, and I've had some in the 900s, but never have had a perfect score until Gracie.
Okay. Now, be honest. How tough of a test is this? I mean,
It's a certified exam, mm-hmm. and so they have 50 minutes, and so they have to do several different projects, and so it's just really testing, you know, their out-of-the-box skills, you know, their troubleshooting skills, and they have to move quickly, otherwise time runs out. And so I had teased the class prior to this class taking the exam that I had never seen a perfect score, and I was going to give kudos to somebody that did, because I even didn't score a perfect score. I came close, but I didn't get perfect.
So, coming to Gracie here, you're shooting for a business administration degree?
Yes.
So, how did you first come about choosing this as something that would grab your attention and be something good to go for as a degree?
I didn't really know where I wanted to go, but I knew that I was good with numbers and, like, organization and putting things together, so I figured business would be a great way to start doing that. And since then, I've kind of figured out which paths that are, like, really good for me, like accounting, numbers, and computer systems. I've always kind of been techie, so I know what to do with a computer. And so, yeah, it's just been a really good program for me.
When you signed up for this class, did you understand what it would entail and have a good idea that you might be, this might be up your alley and something you had a good aptitude for?
I saw computers, so I thought, this might be good, but I didn't really read about the class beforehand, so I was a little surprised on what we were going to do, but I had no really knowledge of the Microsoft stuff, and so I just kind of went at it with all I had. And
so this was all, this information that Angie presented was all new at the beginning for you?
Yeah, it was very new. I'd really never done any of that stuff before.
Now, I find that interesting, too. You obviously have something that in your mind that allowed you to quickly absorb what she was teaching and apply this.
Yes, I'm really good at absorbing information, and we did a lot of projects prior to the exam to help us be prepared for it, and we practiced on a program called Geometrics, which, like, does the exam in a practice sense for us, and so, yeah, I just absorbed all of that and went at it.
I like your comment in this this article. It says, Hawk said she completed assignments in class to learn about the certification and took a couple practice tests. I aced it, I guess, you said. You don't have to guess, but I mean, that's just kind of a reaction, right?
Yeah, I wasn't really, I was really surprised when I aced it because I'd been out for a week before for an injury.
No kidding.
For a head injury, and I went home.
No kidding.
I hit my head, and I was on concussion.
You were on
concussion watch, but I didn't end up having like a bad issue. So that was like the first thing I did when I came back.
Now that is that's quite the story there that leads into this. So you were basically out of class for a while and not were you not able to study much then because
No, I wasn't during that week, but I came back. The day I came back, I went into the classroom and I just went in and studied right before the test. For like an hour.
Like an hour, literally.
Like an hour right before the test and took it right after that.
Okay. Well, we have an all new way to be prepared for tests now. All the students that are listening to this are going to be like, I'm going to try that sometime. Not study the week before, just to wait until.
Yeah.
That's probably not good advice.
No, don't do that.
It worked for you.
It
anyway.
Did, but.
So when you went into the test, I mean, most people, if they weren't able to study or chose not to study the week before, I mean, that would be called cramming. I used to do that in my day.
Yeah.
And just took an hour before the test was set before you. How confident were you then?
I was not very confident because I'd only done the assignments and a little bit of studying, so I wasn't super confident, but I just went at it and did what I could.
So did you not expect much then? Were you more relaxed, do you think, because you hadn't been able to study as much as you wanted?
Yeah, I was more like, it'll go how it goes. It'll be what it'll be. And wasn't really expecting to do great, because on my practice tests, I think I got like a 914. So I was like, that's good. That's
passing. Still pretty good. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh. So you... Okay, so what was your, before you found out you scored perfect on it, I mean, how did you feel? You got done with the test, you were like, gosh, were you crossing your fingers and just like hoping that you got a passing grade on it? Or?
I was more relieved that it was over. I was a little nervous beforehand, like this is a big exam, it's part of a lot of my grade, and so I was relieved after and kind of nervous. I was like, hopefully I did as good as I did in the practice test, and it came up right after what your score was. So I was kind of confused when I looked at it. I was like, what?
You found out all very quickly then?
Yeah, it shows up like as the next thing, like it says finished and then it says here's your score, and I was like, oh my gosh. There is no way.
So you didn't know there was very little delay from the time you finished to the time you found out.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so Angie, I'll come back to you. So what, I'm sure you're seeing the scores come in too, and you see that, and that makes your eyeballs pop out and probably question, is that for sure? You know?
Yeah. It's always kind of fun because they call me over when, you know, because it takes just a few little seconds for that score to come up. And I think Gracie and I were looking at the screen at the same time, and our eyes were like, what is that? Am I seeing what I'm seeing? I'm seeing 1,000 out of 1,000. And, you know, you got to be quiet because there's still other students in the room.
Yeah.
But we were both really excited. And I think some other students sensed that something special was happening because this was just really amazing.
That is incredible, to be sure. Can you give us kind of an example of what you faced on the test? Or what was the hardest thing that you remember that you really were least unsure that you got it right?
You had to type a lot of things, and I was like trying to make sure that I spelled things correctly and that I typed in the numbers right, because if you get one number wrong, you're done. It's like, that's a mistake.
Okay.
And there were
paging through her memory here.
Yeah, program like settings, I guess, in the background of the test, where you would have to define something or define how it's going to work, and then go back through and make sure it worked, like run the program. So you have to basically make the program and then run it and then make sure it works and make sure all the numbers and the names and everything like that are correct.
You're actually creating a program as part of the test?
It's semi-created for you, but it has a bunch of directions that you have to follow to finish it and make sure that it's all correct. But there's a lot of like little things that you have to make sure you follow.
And in the certification exams, the help is disabled. They can't use the help button.
Whereas all the prior ones leading up to it, you could ask for some help. Was it complete? So on the test, was it completely? Was it similar to some of the practice ones you took, or was it a lot different?
The basic principles of it were the same. Like doing a certain task was the same, just with different like numbers or like categories of things, like bolding and making this the title, but instead you're bolding something else and making it a title, for example. So it was pretty similar, but still harder because some of those things were hard to learn and hard to remember each step of how to do.
I just think it's pretty amazing, and especially with your backdrop, not coming in with a lot of preparation, and then just basically an hour of cramming going over what you had done, you know, a week, more than a week ago for preparing for it. So you find out you get 100%, and so are you big girl on campus for a while?
I guess.
I'm sure the word got around.
Yes, it did. The word did get around. Mrs. Chittick here, she...
You made sure it got around.
Yeah, Andy, I made sure, because that's an amazing accomplishment, and Gracie really needs to be commended.
I didn't really think it was that big of a deal. I really didn't. I didn't think it was that big of a deal until like people were like, wow, like that's awesome. And I was like, is it? Really? Okay. That's great.
Except the attaboys or attagirls.
For sure.
You might as well. Just talk about your other classes that you're taking, and I'm sure you're a pretty good student, I'm guessing.
I take my studies very seriously. More seriously than pretty much all the things.
Going back to your days at Bertrand, I'm sure you were probably, you got high honors in your academics then?
I was high distinction all 4 years in high school and graduated at the top of my class.
So somebody could have projected that you would do well in college. Without too much difficulty by looking at your grades. And what's the goal with this? Do you have an idea what you want to do once you get your degree?
I've looked at banking and banking like organizations, but I've also thought about coaching volleyball. I've always had an interest in volleyball.
And you're the team manager on the team, right?
Yes, I am team manager for the volleyball team. And I've also had an interest in photography, so I'm like pulling myself in a few different directions, but
It did say he hopes to start her own wedding photography and invitation designing business in the future. Always good to have options.
Yes.
In case something doesn't work out.
Absolutely.
My guess would be, though, you could probably apply your business degree and make a little more money than
absolutely,
the other things,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
But, you know, my advice to students is always find something you're passionate about that you can, you know, at least starting out, that will pay the bills at least. You know, as long as it pay the bills, you know, you gotta have that once you get on your own. So how did your family react when they found out?
I told them that I passed the test and that the school was doing a little excerpt on me for it.
You just said you passed it? You didn't mention
at that time, I didn't know I didn't realize it was that big of a deal. So I just was like, I passed this test and they want to do a thing on me. And they're like, wow, like, that's amazing. They're like, what test was it? And my dad's in IT, so he knows all about that. Okay. And I was like, well, it's in Microsoft. And I told him what I got. I got 1,000%. He's like, you did what?
Then he perked up.
Yeah. So, they were pretty excited for me. My grandparents were thrilled. They're all about me. So, yeah.
Great. And then did you get any recognition from your high school at all? Did they find out?
I don't know if they know.
Okay.
But I'm sure once things come out, somebody will grab it and be like...
Like the paper, or somebody's got to get get a hold of it.
Somebody will get a hold of it and be...
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. Angie, anything else you want to add? It's obviously you've been in this for a while and a joy to teach students and send them on to greater things.
Yeah, it just was amazing. Such a great accomplishment with Gracie, and you know her family should be proud because it's under 5% that have got a perfect score on this exam. So in
nationwide.
So that just kind of maybe brings in the numbers of how great of an accomplishment this is. And so Gracie's been a pleasure to work with in the classroom, and she will go far.
I have no doubt of that. Our guest this morning on Mugs in the Morning, Gracie Hawk, going for a business administration degree at Mid Plains Community College here in North Platte, and her instructor, Angie Chick, business computer systems classes, where she aced that Microsoft Word associate certification. So off and running, and want to thank you both for coming in today, and best of luck on your future, Gracie.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.